Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and all.
Hi, everyone. It's Chloe. Welcome to A Crazy Friday Night. It's October 25th, and tonight we are interviewing Theo Pigman, and I'm just waiting for him to call in, and I'm just happy it's the weekend. I'm happy it's the weekend because I need sleep, and I need to catch up on my shows, and I really will catch up on my shows. It's just the last thing I humanly possibly do in my life because I have to. I haven't, my vertigo has been full, and you know when the vertigo is you can't record anything. Okay, I'm going to bring on the boy for a moment to say hi, to be polite.
Hello.
Hi, boys.
Hey, guys. Hey, Carly.
Yes, I am very, very serious. I am very, very serious about my TiVo. I need to catch up on NCIS, Grey's Anatomy from last season and this season. And I need to catch up on One Chicago and on the soaps. So, you know, and it's a rainy weekend in Seattle. So I really, you know, need to do better and do it. And what are you guys doing this weekend?
Nothing much. I'm just doing nothing much this weekend.
Are you not going out with your girlfriend?
No, not this weekend.
Why not?
We're doing that next weekend.
Oh, that's so sad. And David, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, that's right, new lease. Apartment and try to go to movies. I don't know.
Ooh, okay. Teo knew it was 5 o'clock for the interview, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, actors are always late. if you want to message, if he doesn't call in 5 minutes, can you message him?
Yeah.
Okay. And Maggie's calling in tonight. Yay! I'm more excited that Maggie's calling in. I think it's great. And, I love it when she calls in. I get in about him. Okay, you guys, Theo is here, and I'm going to bring him on. Then you guys can ask questions, so don't worry. So, yeah, I'm putting you guys on hold. Okay, welcome to Daytime After Dark, you guys. This guest is one of my favorite guests, and he's incredibly handsome, incredibly sexy, and he just came back from Days of Our Lives as Tony DeMera, and he was playing Andre DeMera last year, and he was Victor Cassadine a couple of years ago. And yes, I'm talking about Theo Pigman, and I'm just saying we love having him back on Days. Here he is. Hi.
Hi. You're most
I'm
kind.
Sorry, after all these years, Theo, I still find you hot and sexy. I have to tell you that, by the way. You still have it. I don't care what anyone says. You're still one of the handsome leading men on the show. And,
okay, well, we're over all that now, so why don't you ask me some questions of what I've been doing. I'm planning another trip. I'm going to go to New York, I found out today. So I'm looking forward to that, and I go back home to Australia for Christmas. So I'm looking forward to that as well. And then
wow.
When I went, yes, I went to Egypt this year with my producer from Mission Impossible and his wife, and we had such a great time together. We've known each other for over 30 years, and so now we're planning for a trip to Jordan, I think, and Greece.
Well, that is awesome. I love. You know, I love that travel book you wrote. I found it very fascinating. And
okay.
Also, I love it how you've showed your fans when you're traveling through Instagram and Twitter. I love that we can see pictures of, you know, where you're at. I find that really nice and everything. And I just, you know, you're a really good photographer, by the way. I think you are brilliant, by the way. So I wanted to make sure you knew that. So, you know, when Andre died, you thought it was the end of your day job life career, didn't you? Because I read that somewhere. And you thought... you will not be coming back today. And I just want to say there were times I got mad at Andre, but you're forgiven. But Andre, you know, to me, was a little rough around the edges. But when you died, I actually cried. I don't know what brought that out of me. And your dying scene was incredible. You know, the whole mystery who killed Andre was one of the best mysteries there was because it had so many twists and turns, and poor Gabby, you know, got accused of it, and it was really Abigail, you know, and her personality kind of split them, and I remember she kind of killed Andre. And I just thought you did a great job in the Andre role. I thought you were doing, I love it when you get bad. I love it when you are bad. You know, when you're bad, you can be bad. But I find Tony has more of the heart of gold than Andre does, by the way.
Well, it was set up that way. You know, it was the light and dark force of the family when Joe was around. And... although I have to say the last death of Andre was, I know it was kind of an interesting story. I was not crazy about the way I died. I just thought the thermos, hitting me over the head with the thermos, I would think that Andre was a little more powerful than that, that thermos, well, it wasn't a thermos, it was, you know, something you carry the ashes in, but... No, it was not expected, to be honest with you. And so we get a new writer in, and therefore he has his ideas. And some people get upset because the characters can be dark and they can be ruthless and all this. But, you know, we're following a script. It's not like we came in and wrote the character. What we do is just try to make the dialogue as real as possible under the circumstances. But I really enjoyed Tony. There was one woman whose name I won't mention, but she thought that Tony, she wanted Andre back because she felt that Tony was not strong enough, or he was rather weak this time around. And I thought to myself, well, if you'd been in a coma for all those years and you came out with an identity you weren't quite sure about, and the fact you couldn't remember well, and the fact that you had a physical ailment and that you were recovering from that terrible wound, he had to overcome that. Then people didn't like the idea that I had a cane, or that did I have the cane because in real life was I hurt? And I thought, oh, well, at least that must be convincing because, you know, it was a prop. But that was the thing they gave me to do. So, you know, you go along with it. And then that particular story, when it started, we shot 11 shows that week. So you put those 11 shows in 30 pages. Let me finish. 30 pages. You get to the point of where, you know, can I remember? Rather, and you know, at least when you've been seasoned as an actor, you can rely on your technique, because sometimes the dialogue is so much, and especially they gave me a lot of dialogue to remember all that, and doing three shows, some days, three shows, it was very difficult, and to make it convincing. That's why sometimes I see people making critiques about the actors or the show, and I don't think they have a realization of what it is that we're going through to be able to keep the show going under the circumstances, because you know, the budgets are much tighter now, and we're shooting much faster. And
faster pace and everything. And I have a question, because I feel like I'm going crazy, but I remember Tony getting eaten by the tiger. Okay, Tony got eaten by the tiger, didn't he? I mean, you were at the carnival, and you got eaten by the tiger, didn't you?
Yeah, that's what you call him, Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, I mean, I swear that happened to you.
What?
I thought it happened to you that you got, got mauled by the tiger. Sorry, you got mauled by the tiger. And, you know, when they said Tony was coming back, in my mind, I'm like, wait, how can Tony come back if he was mauled by the tiger? But then, again, I remember it's Days of Our Life, and everyone comes back from the dead. So,
true. It's only been in the last, I mean, I kind of started all that. You know, when you've died seven times, it's not always, you can't always remember who was who. You're just hoping the fans will remember, because they pay more attention. We're about driving it through. But I can't always remember if it was Tony or Andre, because you don't remember the death so well. It's not an easy thing to do when you die again on the show, and the way the crew operates and they get upset and all this. There is a death about how we die. But, you know, that's why I say to them, send me off somewhere so that when I come back, it's not going to be so convoluted. And so...
And what I love about you acting, that you are so talented and you can play both roles of Andre and Tony. Not a lot of people can do that. And also, you know, when Andre came back, when you entered the Birdie Pub and, you know, everyone was going to probably kill you because, you know, they were just celebrating Stefano, you know, dying, you know, not the real life stuff. I mean, not Joe in real life, but Stefano. And I just thought how you made your grand entrance and how my friend James Leonard Abe wanted to punch you, but he didn't, which I gave him a lot of restraint. So I just thought it was a really good way to bring Andre back. And I always thought you and Joe, when Stefano was on the show, if it was Andre or Tony, you guys had that connection that was instant, that was beautiful to us. You know, even though you guys would fight like cats and dogs sometimes, I just thought it was really good to see that. And I just wanted to say that everyone misses him because, you know, you guys were so great together, and I just wanted you to know that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Joe is certainly missed. I miss him. It's just not quite the same. You know, there's just a different... It's not as how should I put it? It's not like a dynasty anymore. When Joe and I were there, it was a dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
Peter and all the actors that were part of that ensemble in the Demera storyline. But it was a dynasty, and now I don't feel that. And the show is different in many ways because you have different interpretations, but what made the Demera so strong is that there was a foundation about them that began when I first came in 81, and then Joe came in 6 months later, and we started because he and I came out of the same workshop. On every Saturday, we'd go there and study acting with the Milton Katselis, and we would do different scenes. And I'd never worked with Joe as far as acting, but I knew Joe quite well. And then when he came to Days, the relationship was there already. We already had history. And so, and Joe was, with his powerful voice and his powerful presence, he created, Stefano in the best way anyone could ever have done that part. I don't think it's a part anyone should play again. I think he was it. And then the way Tony was, and then bringing Andre in. And then, we started to have an interesting beginning. And then, of course, we had, the Kristen character and, the Anna character and all the women that came in and the Kate character, it was all interesting and it had a certain scope to it. And it's interesting, in our lives now, everything's been diminished. Somehow things parallel each other. So when I see where people are now, politically, emotionally, Obama today speak at the funeral and President Clinton. I mean, these were when you hear them, you hear and who they were expressing their loss and their love towards Elijah, and it was quite something because it had size to it, it had power to it, it had history to it. And so that's the way it kind of reminded me, that's how we used to have. It's like in life, everything's being diminished down to a certain ordinary level, as if, there's nothing important or anything to strive. But it shows, manifests in daytime somehow. And because of budgets, we can't have those stories anymore. And that saddens me. And it's not.
Yeah, those big, long locations and, the Aramis storyline was one of my favorites because I read the music class and I tried to figure out what Aramis meant, and I was in music class and I wasn't paying attention, and I took a piece of paper and I wrote Aramis, but then I started playing with the letters and then I did it backwards. And I'm like, oh my God, it's Demera. And so I said, really loudly in class. Almost got myself kicked out of music class for it, but I figured it out. I'm like, oh my God, I just figured something out before. These are the life the actors figured it out. So I was really happy with myself, but I love all those, locations. Like you said, they will. So good. They were great when you guys got to go to Greece or anywhere you guys got to go. It was, one of those great times back then. And I really think what you said about the dynasty with you and Zoe too. But once they brought in Izay and they brought in Billy Flynn, said, I felt like the four of you were a very dynamic family. Izzy's not on there anymore. Sad is in Paris with Abby. I just feel like you feel like the dynasty is gone, because I would love to see more of the Demir blood coming out? And why are we not seeing the Demirs go after people anymore? Because that kept it interesting. And I find it very interesting how you and Marlena, you and Tony and Marlena are so good friends. I find that really refreshing because Stefano was obsessed with her. So I just find that friendship, refreshing. And, I love you and Kate, but I also like you and Anna. So I'm always torn against who, you should be with. Should you be with Kate or you should be with Anna? Because you had chemistry with both. You have chemistry with both of those ladies. You really do.
Well, firstly, they're lovely to be with. Both of them. Leanne Hunley has great heart. Lauren Koslow has great heart. They're pros. They're a joy to work with. I don't think there's anybody on Days now that I would say the same. Most of the people on Days who I've worked with, I like. I'm very fond of my brother Billy. We always have fun together. I don't know what he brings the kid out in me. Because he likes to tease. And so I see a little bit of myself in him. And when I was his age, and we used to, like to stir things up. And so we'd do it just prepared to play the characters. Sometimes we'd stir people up. And then when we see the effect, we'd go in having feeling powerful and go in doing the scene. But it's interesting to find the way you can work because you're on such a fast schedule that you'll pick up any kind of evidence to be able to use in some way to interpret what you're doing that day. And I think, all the Demaris have been fine. It would be interesting if all of them were together on one roof one day, where they had to hear the will, And then suddenly, there's a will found and every Demare is sitting there. And Andre's back too. He came back from the dead just to hear the will. And it would be really interesting if everything was left to Andre.
Well, yeah, and I also like, the Kristen and, Tony relates to back in the day right now. I want to thank you for Kristen for also doing Paul Brady things. He's really going to be a dad with her and she's stealing babies. And I'm like, okay, you've lost your mind a little. But back in the day, I was always rooting for Tony and Kristen because I thought you guys were a really good pair back then when Anna was on the show. I just thought you guys did a great job back then. And, right now, she's kind of learning, so I don't want Tony even near her because I don't want Tony in jail because I don't want to see poor Tony in jail for something he didn't do. So, yeah, and I have another question before I bring on callers. When you were on Zenner Hospital with the playing Victor Cassadine, that's another great role that you did. And you and Kathleen Gotti were amazing together. I love Kathleen. And I wish Zenner Hospital didn't kill Victor because, like I said, you were so wonderful on there. And when you left, I cried because I kind of liked your character on Zenner Hospital, and I just wanted to know that, you have, a fan, you have a fan base that is so big with all these characters you have played, and I think Victor Cassadine was one of the most amazing roles you did, and you always, you were always good on there back in the 80s, and when you were on there a couple of years ago, you were fantastic.
Oh. There's something interesting that happens because I played these characters. I hadn't played Cassadine since 1981. So to decide where you're going to be all those years later and how what did you develop into, and having remembered what the gene was because of John Colicos and Liz Taylor and all that group and who they had. So it was an interesting, because they gave me an entrance, and so I decided I was about business. And so the show that was supposed to be only, I was supposed to be only do 8, we went to 37 segments. And I thought they were going to be bringing the character back. And then I think the writers changed. And anyway, I went back to Days. But and then coming back to play Tony for the first time since 2009, and what was interesting was after playing Andre all this time, and I never thought any of them were going to come back, and then when they gave me Andre to come back, I thought, well, how am I going to play Andre? So I decided to make him a little more human, and that's why I developed that the person who would be close to me would be Abigail, and of course they used that to kill me because of that friendship. Really feel bad about it, but I mean, still, I thought she was wonderful. The way she played the part, she was and wonderful to work with. She's really a dear gal. You know, there are some actors that come on board, and some have drama, and some have attitudes. That girl, I have to say, was one of the dearest people I've ever worked with.
Well, yes, and I better bring on some callers before they kill me, Damaris style. With Kenny DeMere style, I might get injected with something. Dr. Ralph might give me, which scared me. So let me bring on Bobby first. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Phil. Hey, Carly
hey.
Again. Hey. First off, I wanted to say it's just a pleasure to talk to you, and it's great that you're back on Days and everything, because I don't care who you play, Tony or Andre. It's just great to be back.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I like the character. I mean, that's part of the reason they've lasted that long.
Right.
I think part of the trick.
Yeah.
And also be ahead of them. You never let the writers think they're getting bored with you because they have to reinvent you in some way. You know, you have to bring the goods with you. And so...
Right.
You know, I think all my journeys are what I went to in order to fill myself up before I went to work. So you know, it can be a routine. You have to watch out. I see actors working routine.
Right.
And what happens if they're not living it anymore. They think who they are is enough.
Right. Yeah, I was just a little disappointed you didn't win your special guest star Emmy last year. I know you had to compete with Kate, and I congratulate Patricia on winning that Emmy, even though it should have been you that should have won it that year.
Well, thank you. I like the clown. I thought in those roles, and also that the role that I put up for the last Emmy nom. Was where I was with Abigail in her dream space of where Andre came to talk to her and was done in black and white. That kind of writing I really enjoy. I thought the writers did a great job with that particular episode, just like they did with the clown. So I like where I can be dangerous, but at the same time mischievous.
Right. And even though I think, in my opinion, Marcy should have won her Emmy for
what
she did as Abigail and Gabby, as much as I wanted Kate to win her Emmy, even though you was competing with her at the time for the Best Star role, it's just that with you coming back, it'd be interesting to see if the supporting actor category or the lead actor category will be a possibility depending on how long they want to keep you on the show once you all get back to work. in after the new year and stuff like that.
Yes. Well, you know, they're going to go on a long break.
Because I heard Freddie on his podcast talk about how Days is going to have a long break during the holiday after the upcoming Days event next month in at Universal, which unfortunately I will be unable to make it because of the travels and expenses and stuff like that.
Well, you'll be there in spirit.
That's true, and if anything else, I'll just go on Days app and watch either one of your interviews or just watch Days on my DVR and just be there in spirit, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
But listen, I know you have Maggie and David and other callers to get to, so I'm going to let you go for now.
All right, thank you. Calling
in. You take it easy. And I might pop back up on the Diva Days show to just say hi to the ladies because I haven't been on there in a while, and I would love to just get a chance to talk to you next time you're on that show.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bobby, I will put you on hold, buddy. And David, you are on the line.
Hi, Dale. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Yes? Are you behaving?
Yeah, I'm trying to. But it's hard. you know, I'm a big fan of you and Anna, and what's it like to play a dual role, two people? What's it like to play a dual role, playing two people?
It's a difficult day when I have to do both in one day. Because then you have to switch around and switch the clothes, and then you've got to remember how you addressed Andre, and then you become Andre, and you change your shirt, and then the attitude's different. So it's being able, in that kind of pace, it was when I did the dream sequence of Deidre, where Andre and Tony came together and had to do scenes, and I hadn't done that since the 80s. And I went, oh, so how am I going to play this? So it doesn't look like someone says, you're playing the same thing. I'd have a different attitude. The hair would be slightly different. And I was doing that while I was changing the shirt and thinking and getting into the motion of where he was coming from. And there it just gets, so it's all in the attitude. And whatever you wear, you know, that's why I dressed Tony up and I put Andre in a shirt. Because the differentiator between them, one was the real thing and the other one was the imposter. So you had to sort of deal with that duality on your toes. I mean, it was always fast.
You do a good job playing both characters, I think.
Well, thank you. Where do you live?
I'm in Florida, Florida, Florida.
Oh, I'm going to be coming to Florida. Hopefully soon, but I also have to go home to Australia. But anyway, it was lovely to talk to you because I know there are other people waiting. But take care of yourself, and again, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, David, I will let you on hold, and here's Maggie.
Hi. You crushed me when Andre died. That did not make any sense to me. It was so stupid. But Tony's back, and I love Tony more. I do.
I
love my demurs.
you must like naughty men.
Yes, I love my demurs. The familia has to be there strong. And I think you're going to do a great job leading the corporation.
Yes, I know. I don't even know because that was supposed to happen, and I don't know what has happened in the meantime. But sometimes things happen later on. Some writers do in long form, and so you have a long arc, knowing where the story's going. Others do short terms. Yes, and And so, but it would be the ideal time to have Tony head of the family, or Andre, and I think Andre better, and then and sit where Stefano did, and then have the brothers there, and where he's got to show his power and what he demonstrates. And it's, you know, you sit everybody down for dinner, it's like 10 little Indians, and you begin to cut down their power bit by bit, and who's in charge. So, but then who do you challenge? In my earlier days, it was John Black, you know, so you bring in, you know, who of the youngsters have the bigger heart, or the kind of hero, I would say, in the good parts of the show. I don't know.
Brady?
No. I don't mean
he's
that badly. I need a kind of guy also who has surprises about himself, that when he comes has to face his adversaries, there's a whole different... I mean, Drake Hoekstra had a certain style about things, a bit sometimes like a cowboy. But I liked all the way he played it, because it always made me mimic him, or made me feel like jest with him. And so, but I like challenges. I don't like, I look at somebody and I thought there's no power there. And then I'm supposed to build. I need somebody who has power, so you don't know who's going to lose or win, you know. So you want that kind of competition.
Definitely. That's an excellent way to word it. That's definitely. I enjoy the competition. I really do. But I want Tony to win.
Well,
he's a
demure. So you'll see. I think I'm on next week, but and then there's a segment in February. But anyway, so nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too. I'll be looking forward to it.
All right.
I always love when Tony's on.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. God bless.
Yeah, thanks, Mandy. And that's all the calls we have, but I just want to say we would like you to come back on the show whenever you can. We love you on here. All of us are loving, you know, you back on days where you belong. And also, we want to send our condolences, if you could, to the Days of Our Life cast about Don Clark, who played Mickey, that passed away this week. I just want to tell you, I'm so sorry he passed away, and, you know, it was sad reading it. So I just wanted, you know, you let everyone at the studio know that Daytime After Dark is really feeling sorry for you guys, because, you know, he was one of the original cast members. And, you know, did Mickey and Tony or Andre ever work together?
Yes.
I'm trying
to
remember.
I had a good friendship and working relationship with him. I remember John and I, he was a very bright man, and so there was always good conversation exchange. I always remember meeting him in the hall, and when I did, we'd always stop and we'd talk for a while. And, you know, we had some struggles later on, but he was the best. He was a true pro. Those actors, when I first came on Days, was raw. I was raw. And those actors had already solidified their places. They didn't always help me because I was a new young guy, and also I was foreign-looking and thought, what's going on with the show? It was all rather white, and it was General Electric. And so when I came on, I mean, some were really rather nasty. But John Clark was great, and Quinn Redeker. Quinn Redeker came to my defense one day. He was really wonderful. So, and then there was a few of the others that had their whatever up their ass, but excuse the expression, but they were, you know, I always remember when a young actor comes and is not sure of his footing, make sure you're there for them. You don't then play the importance of, well, you're just an amateur, or you haven't learned. You go to the kid, or whether it's a boy or a girl, and you, if you're working with them, then, you know, you make them feel at home and make them understand what they, we're doing, and can make any suggestions if they need any. But, yeah, that taught me a lesson about how you treat the young ones when they come on, because, you know, they come on a little bit like they know everything. And so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, wherever you're going, you begin, you're still a student until you find your footing, and then you become the professional. And so, but now I don't envy the young ones, although we have some good young actors, I must say. And they're obviously putting in performances, but, you know, it's because it's difficult under the circumstances to do 3 shows a day, times, you know, 2 shows a day. It was too much when we did 5 straight shows. So now, you know.
Well, yeah, and I just, you know, thought, you know, it was, you know, incredible, and I just thought, you know, I wanted to pass it along. And before you go, please, if you see Wally Cruz or James Runners, my little buddies that come on here, please tell them hi. I miss them, and they, all of you guys are doing a wonderful job on dates, and this, you know, we cannot wait to have you back, and so much, thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, love, you be well, and thanks for the opportunity. It was nice talking to you, and good night to the fans.
Yeah, great talking to you. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi. He is such
hey,
a
guys.
Sweetheart. Hi.
Okay,
I really enjoyed the,
yes,
I really enjoyed the interviews.
Did he say yes he would come back, or did he not answer
yes.
my question?
Yes. He said yes.
Oh, he did.
He said yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, I was too wrapped in the great interview I did. You got to hand it to me. At the moment, I thought about the Dong Kook. I thought about the Dong Kook. And
yeah, I'm glad
just
you threw that in there.
It should be addressed. I mean, was I right to do that, Maggie? I wasn't
definitely.
Sure.
No, you should. No, it's
so
that's what you did.
Okay, doing that.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad they got
okay.
to work together. You know,
well,
I want my careers back.
No, I just thought St. John was on there from the beginning, and
mm-hmm.
you know, even though we lost Mickey a years ago, I just thought, wait a moment, you know, I should say something. And so I did, and I just want to say that we do great interviews, people, but I want to say I love interviewing him. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I forgot to ask him what it was like working with Mike Spencer. This is
uh-oh.
Why you write things down, people, but I think I remember everything. Oh, crap.
Hmm.
Well, I can ask him next time.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, people, that I don't think we have that long before someone's out of office. I
mm-hmm.
feel like we are going to be given a really good Christmas present by Congress. I believe he will be out of office.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pence, you know, will be out on his keister too, if I might.
Right.
And I think Giuliani will be in jail.
This whole thing, Carly, and I know Maggie and David probably know more about it than us because we were born after Watergate, is reminding me a little bit of what happened with Nixon and Earl Atwell during Watergate. And that led to us getting Gerald Ford in the White House and then eventually Jimmy Carter, who in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the movie.
Well, I will say this to Maggie and I, it's time he leaves. And, you know, it's time that cabinet leaves. And it's time to bring on a new blood in there. It's time to bring on Biden. And Biden said the other day, He will not have his family work for him. He will not do that. He will not put his family in the cabinets. So that's a cry, a loud cry from what we are seeing now, people. Remember that.
Okay.
And also,
But I'm looking at the NFL schedule here, and Fox has the rights to the Seahawks Falcons game and the Bears Chargers game. Unfortunately, in our area, because the Panthers are playing in San Francisco at 4 o'clock East, it's not going to be on because we don't have the rights to the doubleheader, and CBS have the rights to that doubleheader. And if I'm not mistaken, CBS is going to cover the Cardinals and the Saints game, even though it's NFC. That's something that they worked out with Fox a couple of years ago, which I still don't get because I thought all NFC games were supposed to be on Fox and all AFC
That's
games were supposed to be on CBS.
We didn't get covered of the Funya today, which I thought we would have. I saw bits and pieces on the news of it, and Donna Duck, Eli Crummy, Donna Duck skips his Funya and Kaptu Memorial Service. Good, because you know what? He didn't like you, and you went overboard on calling him names day in and day out, just like you did McCain. And I really think that people should be invited to Funyuns.
Right. I'm sorry, Carly, but like Dale said, it was great to hear what former President Obama and former President Clinton had to say about Eli Cummings, but not this guy.
Yeah, he was. And also, we want to say that I need to catch up on the subs this week, but I guess my husband was on Young and Restless yesterday.
He was helping to buy.
And I'm probably going to cry into a million pieces, knowing me.
I cry.
Well, if you cry, that means I'm going to cry.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I want to say, I think General Hospital is my number one soap out there.
Yeah, me too.
And I just want to say that, Days of the Life would be, up there if they didn't have that writer, Ron Calabari. Mm-hmm. And, on this panel, I don't think, David, you're the only one that loves them. So,
I thought Ron was doing a good job until he started stealing ideas from One Life to Live, his old stuff with the split personality disorder that Abigail had, and with Dorian. I'm still calling her Dorian, being Vivian and so on.
Well, he was one of the reasons why One Life to Live went off the air. Between him and Franz, kind of both didn't help. He fired my brick on General Hospital. So he won't ever be forgiven in my book. As many good storylines as he wants on Days, in my eyes, it won't ever be good enough because if you try to get rid of Brit, like he did, and he did, then in my book, you toast. He got rid of Brandon Barras for some stupid reason. Didn't have to kill Stefan off.
I gave him up on Days all because of what Gabby was doing, let alone what Abigail was doing as Gabby. And I hate to break it to Dale, but But I just gave up on days all because of that, and ended up going over to Bold and the Beautiful during the baby drama that they were having over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Carly?
Yes, Mommy?
I am so happy you mentioned John Clark, because at the time when he was on, our Andre or Tony were just starting out, and it's great to know how he would help the young actors.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you
and
mentioned
he was
that.
Like, he was one of the main original cast members on Days Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Clark, Mickey. Francis Reed, McDonald Carey, were the pioneers that started Days of the Life that were there from number one.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one that is still there from maybe day one, really, like a original cast member, is Susan Walters right now.
And I don't know who does the. I'm sorry. I don't know who does the intro as far as the like Santa Through the Hours, because so is the Days of Our Lives line in the face, but nobody can duplicate what McDonald Carey did when he said those lines. Because he was in for, I don't care what a half hour, which was at, during the first 10 years, or an hour, or 45 minutes, or whatever the time limit was during the mid-70s until 1980. But he was in for an interesting 45-minute hour journey at the time. Because I know that soaps back when, back then were a half hour or 45 minutes before expanding to an hour.
And also, I want to say about General Hustler before we go. They are putting Ava and Trina together with, oh, sorry, the sickest thing I've seen. Trina,
really?
Don't you know that your best friend's brother was killed by the psycho? I mean,
she's
sorry. I know you might need the money, but come on, you could go look at Sunny Coffee Shop. You could go get a job at Kelly's. I'm sure Bobby will hire you. But going to work for Ava, the one that killed Morgan? Maybe am I wrong on this?
Well, no, it's the fact that she did kill Morgan, which screwing her out the pills. But I like the idea of Trina working there the one day a week. It seems like she has a very good eye for art. And hopefully, maybe that'll be her future. Who knows?
Yeah, what is up with Jocelyn going to jail again? What's that all about? Because I'm a little behind.
My thing is, you know, people want to say shit about Carlson and Jason and all this stuff they never pay. We are Sam's in jail for something she did not do. Number one.
Self-defense.
You know, and the crap about Robert saying, oh, I can never get Sunny. Wait a moment, mm-hmm. people. Lori is the mayor. And number one, I don't think Laura would like Sunny on Criminal Service. I mean, Spencer is Sunny's role model and other. And
not
I
you.
Don't think, and so even though Lulu and Dante got a divorce, Sunny and Laura still consider themselves family. So I don't think Laura will ever want Sarvis to really go up on Jason or Sunny.
No,
I mean,
I don't think so either.
Jason did help her with, finding Ryan. So, that in itself, you know, I get mad about because Laura's the mayor, but Laura loves Sunny. And people have to remember, okay, maybe she cannot do anything with the Sam thing, but she does feel bad. She does feel absolutely bad that her hands are tied. As the mayor, she cannot do anything until the evidence, until we find out that Ryan killed again, and then we can put him in jail or someone can kill him. And I'm excited for that. And before we go, Maggie, what are you up to this weekend?
My Notre Dame, my Irish. And
what station is that on?
Five.
On ABC?
WMHU, the same as Dave's.
Wait a minute, is that in South Bend or I thought it was in Ann Arbor, and I thought that was a ABC ESPN game.
Is it ABC? Because usually it's NBC, but it might be. They sometimes switch
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
But
so I thought,
my
Bears need they do the road games on ABC and ESPN for Notre Dame, and
mm-hmm.
the home games on NBC.
Oh, okay, thank you.
The Seahawks play 10 a.m. on Sunday. They're real playing the Falcons at 10 a.m.
Same time as the Bears. And unfortunately,
yep.
we don't get that game because we got the 49ers. The Panthers got the 49ers, and Fox doesn't have that doubleheader, as I said earlier.
And you,
mm-hmm.
you are playing 10 a.m., and you're playing the Chargers. And who are you playing this week?
I'm praying they win. My Bears got to
well,
win.
We're playing the 49ers, but that doesn't start till like 4 o'clock our time, and you won't
mm-hmm.
begin that game because that's a single game, and Fox doesn't have that doubleheader this week. PBS has the doubleheader, and mm-hmm. I think we're stuck with Saints and Cardinals from New Orleans, and even though it's an NFC game, that's what our CBS station got us stuck with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I was up to them, I would have just gotten Bengals and Rams because I don't see
mm-hmm.
the Rams that much. Because I'm the same
right.
person that complains when the Redskins aren't on a non-Panther day and they had to take and they had to put a game on at the last minute because I was looking forward
mm-hmm.
to seeing the Redskins play last week and they just closed for a Vikings game. And the week before then, they have the Vikings-Eagles game on until the fourth quarter, and then they switch over to the Browns-Seahawks game, which I originally wanted to watch in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact the Vikings were blowing out the Eagles, and then I hear people complain saying, "How come you turned the game off, Fox?"
And Miami is playing the Steelers.
That's Monday night. That's Monday night.
No,
huh?
Monday night football.
Monday night football.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday night football, I can figure it out. And
mm-hmm.
so we are going to go, but we will be back next week. And we don't have any interviews next week yet, but who knows with the show, you know, we can have someone, anytime. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so let's say goodnight for now and just go relax, everyone, and have a great night.
Have a great weekend, y'all.
Bye, Bobby.
Okay.
Good night,
Carly.
Bye, Carly.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.